incandescent Fontalstorm roared from the sanctum archway. For a few moments, the demon engine took it, even staggered as the mass reactive shells exploded against it. Then it charged. Its bulk had slowed it, and it took a few seconds to overcome inertia, but then it was moving, like a battle tank with engines screaming. Zugan estimated it would clear the corridor in approximately 5 more seconds.
Back into the sanctum now!
The force shield was reactivated in their wake. Reunited with Praetor, Zugan was retreating into the long gallery when the demon engine hit the force shield. The energy veil stretched and crackled, sending jolts of electricity through the abomination's metal frame. As if it was wading through bands of viscous light, the demon engine pushed and strained against the field. Then, like rubber put under too much stress, the bands snapped and the veil shut down for the last time. Zugan's storm bolter was already blazing halfway down the gallery when the demon engine stepped across the sanctum's threshold and tripped the grenades. Intensified by the close confines of the chamber, the explosion was deafening and blew smoke and fire in both directions. Shrapnel careened off Zugan's armor, embedding itself in the walls and floor. Laying down suppressing fire all the way, Zugan and the Celestians reached the chapel. Nothing stopped the demon engine. They didn't even slow it down. Three of the Celestians rushed forward, bolters flaring at close range, righteous fury in their eyes. They were scattered in seconds, smashed and broken against the walls.
Protect them, brother!
Praetor led with his storm shield, the demon engine looming ahead. It went against Sugan's every instinct to leave his sergeant, but shielding the non-combatants with his body and backing off from the battle, he obeyed. He was her last defense. Sister Evangeline needed him. Expecting to slow rather than smite it, Praetor was lasting longer against the demon engine this time. Its bulk actually worked against it, and the Fire Drake was able to get in beneath its guard and land a few blows. Bolter fire raked down the machine's torso before the last Celestium was impaled on a Hellblade. Transfixed, she shuddered once, and then died. Sister Climene made the most of her comrade's sacrifice by attaching a melter bomb to the demon engine's blind side. Too close to withdraw, she was cooked in her armor while the abomination was rocked, but stayed standing. Only Praetor remained. Zugan and the others had almost reached the end of the chapel when he saw the sergeant smashed aside. Praetor was lifted off his feet and left a ragged hole in the wall where he'd crashed through it. His thunder hammer was sent spinning loose, embedding itself in the chapel floor just a meter from Zugan's grasp. They'd reached the door to one of the dormitories. The demon engine had slowed, sensing its prey was near and at its mercy. Sugan's storm bolter was empty. He'd have to crush her neck.
Shut your eyes.
He struck Father Lumion as hard as he dare without killing him, knocking the priest unconscious before he could protest.
Shut your eyes, Evangeline.
Zugan reached around her tiny neck, sensed the warmth of her skin against his gauntleted fingers, and stopped. He thrust Evangeline into the center of the chapel, where she stumbled and fell. As he dragged Father Lumion and shut the dormitory blast door behind them, he saw the demon engine close on Evangeline.
By Vulcan, I hope this works.
Alone, Evangeline faced the demon engine. She quietened her fast beating heart and recovered from her stumble into a kneeling position. She began to pray. With each silent benediction, the abomination that had been summoned to sacrifice her soul to Khorne slowed. Whereas before brute force and fury had driven the demon engine to impossible feats, now every step was an effort. The closer the machine came to Evangeline, the more it began to shrink. Its grotesque musculature withered and atrophied. The baleful lights in its eyes started to fade, like a candle starved of oxygen. This was the Chapel of Divine Sanctuary, Its borders were anathema to rage and fear. Here, peace and tranquility held sway. Sister Evangeline was the paragon of that fundamental truth. She was order in place of chaos, serenity opposed to anger. There was nothing in this place or in her for the demon engine to feed upon. She had disarmed it. And by the time it reached her, it had returned to its former size, hellblade poised above her bowed head, but unable to strike. Ichor was drooling from between the demon engine's armor plates, its body seized as if fossilized. Impotent, dwindling rage smoked away to almost nothing in its eyes.